going to go into this topic at risk of having listeners tune out because they're tired of hearing this soapbox from me over and 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 over again. But where do you come down on this, Tom? When we're talking about building and sustainability, I don't know how they can classify a home that's built out of sticks, studs, as sustainable. I mean, what are you going to get out of that year house? 50? 100? What good is it to do to have to just start, break it back down to concrete and start all over? I mean, with the growing population of the entire world, we've got to build homes that last hundreds of years, not decades. And you can go to any production, you go into a historic district downtown. We've got, you know, John F. Long brick homes that are beautiful and still there. You can go into a modern subdivision that's silly sticks and stuccos it, and at the age these John F. Long homes that are built in the 60s now, fast forward to the 2040s of, this, no one's going to go back and have the value that those neighborhoods have. It's just not going to be there. You're going to be flattening them and rebuilding them. The most sustainable thing you can do is build with masonry and have a lifetime perspective on the home and not a short-term perspective. And so many people, for a lot of reasons, disagree.
Well, the issue is, from a sustainability standpoint, you're not wrong. But by the same token, our society as it is, we live in pretty much a throwaway society. And things that,
built. And I'm trying to reverse that.
Well, yes, you are. Yes, you are. And by God, that's a great bully pulpit, and you should stick with it. But in our society, we have a tendency to want to change things, move things, throw things away, do something different. The building that we're sitting in right now, our office is downtown Prescott here. This building was built 1904. So, it's got, bowed floors, and the walls aren't exactly plumb and everything like that. But if I was 110 years old, I probably would be a little bit bowed and unplumb too. So, there's that. And it's built out of wood. So the issue of whether or not to build out of masonry or concrete versus wood, you're not wrong. Masonry is a very high energy product. Particularly concrete is a very high energy product. It takes a lot of energy to create that particular product. Whether it be masonry block, brick, anything like that. There's a lot of energy that goes into that particular thing. So if you're going to build a thing with masonry, and if it's only going to be around for 50 years, then you're probably overall your energy footprint, is probably not going to be as good as if you built something out of a sustainable wood product. And some of the synthetic products that are out there, wood frames, different manufactured sidings, stucco, all those different kinds of things. So the answer to the question is time. How much time is something going to last? And so I think that if you're going to build a masonry building and it's going to be around for 100, 150 years, then that's probably better than trying to build a wood building and have to tear it down in 50, 60 years and do something else. So, yeah, from that standpoint, you're correct. But typically in our society nowadays, we aren't necessarily looking towards the longevity of things like we should be.
And my argument about the fact that it takes a lot of energy to produce concrete products, these plants that make cement, these are massive machines and they use a lot of energy. Well, in the long run, how much water does it take to grow those trees that you need to go cut back down and saw and transport and log in? When you look at a properly built home out of masonry or job site, look at the dumpster. Your concrete masonry waste is a lot less than a wood-built home where you've got all these different sticks that are cut, and you can recycle every bit of that masonry material for aggregate and sub-base. That wood just goes to the landfill. You're not recycling that way. I guess somebody could probably take it and just grind it up into paper, but they don't. It just goes to a landfill.
You're right. And a lot of the masonry products also go to the landfill too. So I think that, again, it's our throwaway society that we have. We don't necessarily do that. But like I said, you're not wrong. But if you want to build something that, if you take into account the economics of it, it's probably a little bit less expensive to build with sticks than it is to build with masonry. So that also plays into it as well. So, there's the economics that are part of that.
Well, and whether you're talking sustainable or not, I have a selfish reason for like living in a masonry home, and that's the reduced maintenance.
Well, yeah, there is that. And, well, the other thing, too, is from an energy standpoint, it's not just the energy that you use while you're occupying a building, you know, your home or what have you. It's the energy that it takes to make the products that construct the building. But when you're in a masonry building, one of the things that the other advantages are is that if you build it properly with the masonry on the inside and the insulation on the outside, your house becomes, you know, has a lot more thermal mass to it. And so the temperature swings inside the house, if you're doing super cooling,
yeah,
you know, things like that, it just lasts a lot longer. The temperature swings aren't as rapid.
Well, and then just the, what Rosie said on the maintenance side of things and a reduction of energy use. A slump block ranch home, a red brick home, these are homes that are 60, 70, 80 years old that have never been painted. You know, you got to be painting a stucco home every 5 to 10 years. How much less you're consuming by not having to paint and all the elastomeric products you got to put on to cover up cracks.
Well, yeah. I mean, yes, you're right about that. Again, building a masonry home, if you were just to build a masonry home that was just the masonry wall itself, you know, that was not as efficient as you could be if you put your insulation on the outside and then some kind of siding on the outside of that. Doesn't necessarily have to be stucco.